The following is a discourse by Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, courtesy of www.gopalju.org.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ninth Canto,
chapter 10,
text 13.
Yadrosa vibrama nibrutta katakhyapato samrantha nakrama karo bhaiya girna gosha sindhu sirasyaranam parigruhya rupi Aravindam upagamyo bhavaso itat.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. After reaching the beach, Lord Ramchandra fasted for 3 days, awaiting the arrival of the ocean personified. When the ocean didn't come, the Lord exhibited his pastimes of anger, and simply by his glancing over the ocean, all the living entities within it, including the crocodiles and sharks, were agitated by fear. Then the personified ocean fearfully approached Lord Ramchandra, taking all paraphernalia to worship him. Falling at the Lord's lotus feet, the personified ocean spoke as follows. Parvati Shloka, text 14.
Natam bhayam jadadhi anubidam bhuman Utastham adi purusam jagatam adhisam Jas sattata suragana radasa pradesa Manyascha bhuta padaya sa bhavana gunesaha
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. All pervading Supreme Person, we are all dull-minded and didn't understand who you are. But now we understand that you are the Supreme Person, the master of the entire universe, the unchanging and original personality of Godhead. The demigods are infatuated with the mode of goodness, Prajapati is with the mode of passion, and the Lord of hosts with the mode of ignorance, but you are the master of all these qualities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word jadadhiya refers to intelligence like that of an animal. A person with such intelligence cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without being bitten, an animal cannot understand the purpose of a man. Similarly, those who are dull-minded cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but when punished severely with more subtle nature, they begin to understand him. The Hindi poet has said, Dukh se sab hari bhaje, sukh se bhaje koi. Sukh se agar hari bhaje, dukh katha se. Dukh ka se hai. When one is distressed, he goes to the church or temple to worship the Lord. But when opulent, he forgets the Lord. Therefore, punishment by the Lord through material nature is necessary in human society. For without it, men forget the supremacy of the Lord due to their dull, blunt intelligence. Losses on you, huh? Those are dull, dull, blunt intelligence. Putting losses. Severe losses, more severe losses, more severe losses. Putting, That is blessing. Yes, then you will turn your face towards Krishna. As long as you have not turned your face towards Krishna, Maya will not cease giving you losses, Jagdish Pandit. So Maya does the very good job. Yes, do you follow? Maya does very good job. Maya's losses are always welcome. Are you welcoming Maya's losses? as punishment inflicted through Maya. That is necessary. Here, I'll speak in English. Bhagavan Ram, Lord Ramchandra first went to the beach, seashore, and fasted for 3 days. Waited for the arrival of the ocean personified, but it didn't come. Because request punishment. I fasted, it didn't come. When the ocean didn't come, the Lord exhibited his pastime of anger. Simply by glancing over the ocean, all living entities within it, including the crocodiles and sharks, were agitated by fear. Then personified ocean fearfully approached Lord Ramchandra, taking all purposefully out to worship him, falling at the Lord's lotus feet, personified ocean spoke as follows. So this is bliss. Don't understand the Supreme Lord is there, standing at the shore, waiting for me and fasting. Then jadaliya, blunt intelligence. But when Supreme Lord Ramchandra manifested his pastime of anger, became angry, then he came. They all, by his glancing, with anger his glancing over the ocean, all living entities within the ocean fear, with including crocodile sharks, all were agitated by fear. Then personified ocean fearfully approached Lord Ramchandra, taking all perfect worship him, falling flat at lotus feet. Then he says, O all-pervading Supreme Person, we are all dull-minded and didn't understand who you are. But now we understand that you are the Supreme Person. When lasses are there, then you understand, yes, Supreme Person. No lasses, no beating, no punishment. The dull-minded person cannot understand. Now we understand that you are the Supreme Person, the master of the entire universe, the unchanging, original personality of Godhead. Demigods are infatuated, mode of goodness. Prajapati is the mode of passion. Lord of ghosts is the mode of ignorance, but you are the master of all these qualities. So Jadadhiya refers to intelligence like that of an animal. Yes, animal cannot understand. A person with such intelligence, animal intelligence, Jadadhiya, cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without being bitten, an animal cannot understand the purpose of man. Yes. If bitten, an animal will be conscious. Hey, move forward, then move forward. Otherwise, never move forward. You understand, Jadadhiya. So, therefore, this is this animal consciousness. Two-legged animal. Two-legged animal. In language of my guru is two-legged animal. Animals have maybe more than two legs, four legs, or more than that. An animal has pucha, tail, and horn. But you have no horn, no tail, but two-legged animals. Jadadhiya. You cannot understand. So you need whipping, beating, punishment. Without being bitten, an animal cannot understand purpose of man. Similarly, such person, two-legged animals, whose intelligence is like that of animal, they need punishment. You see. Therefore we say that there are five levels of consciousness. Abhruta chetana, sankhachita chetana, mukulita chetana, vikasita chetana, purna vikasita chetana. Covered consciousness, sunken consciousness, budding consciousness, blossoming consciousness, completely blossoming consciousness. These are five levels of consciousness. All 84 lakhs of species, they come under these five levels of consciousness. You understand? Other than human beings, there are 80 lakhs of species. 8 lakhs of species are there, other than human beings. All these 8 lakhs of species, they come under these 2 levels of consciousness. Only 2 levels. Covered consciousness and sunken consciousness. This is Jadadhiya. You understand? The intelligence or consciousness like that of an animal. You follow? But when one gets a human birth, human body, so his consciousness is something superior than that of animal. Do you understand me? So there are Chatulakhyani Manava, 4 lakhs types of human beings are there. All human beings are not same in respect to the development of consciousness. Therefore, Chatulakhyani Manava, 4 lakhs types of human beings. Huh? The consciousness of every human being is not the same. So all 4 lakhs of human beings, they come under 3 levels of consciousness. This is Mukulita Chedana, this budding consciousness, blossoming consciousness, completely blossoming consciousness. And topmost level of consciousness is completely blossoming consciousness, that we say complete Krishna consciousness. You understand? That is complete Krishna consciousness, Purna Krishna Chedana. One who is completely Krishna conscious, only he can understand the Supreme Lord. Understand me? Only he can understand Supreme Lord. He'll understand and he'll see everywhere. Otherwise, nobody can understand. That it says. Here it says, all-pervading Supreme Person, we are dull-minded, didn't understand who we are. But now we understand that you are the Supreme Person, Master of the entire universe, the unchanging original personality of God. When God loses punishment, then turned his face towards Supreme Lord, the consciousness, some developed consciousness. Jomang pasyati sarvatra sarvamcha vai pasyati tasyang na pranasyami sasame na pranasyati. This is complete Krishna consciousness. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says this thing. This is complete Krishna consciousness. And this is the goal of human life. This is the goal of human life. Human birth is rarely achieved birth. Dullabhum anusum janmam. Human birth is rarely achieved birth. And this purpose of this birth is that you should develop complete Krishna consciousness. Opportunity has been available for you, given to you, that you develop your level of consciousness to the highest level of consciousness, that's complete Krishna consciousness. In other spaces of life, that opportunity is not there. It is not available. Do you understand? Only in human birth it is available. Therefore, human birth is known, is said, to be the rarely achieved birth, dullabham. Getting human birth, if you won't make any effort to elevate your level of consciousness and you remain in this animal consciousness, jadadhiya, then you are no better than any animal. Do you understand? Two-legged animal, without tail and without horn. Yes, all two-legged animals. Isn't it? You are all two-legged animals. Somehow you are very fortunate, you got some losses. Supreme Lord inflicted some punishment on you through material nature, then you have not turned your face towards Krishna. At the same time you have gotten mercy of a sadhu. You understand? Strange coincidence. Two-legged animals, jaradiya, blunt, dull-minded. This intelligence, do you follow? Dull, blunt intelligence. All are engaged in eating, sleeping, defending and mating. Yes. The animal does so. An animal is engaged in eating, sleeping, defending, mating. He doesn't know other than his body. Yes, he knows his body is everything. The be all and end all of my life is to make nice arrangement of eating, sleeping, defending and mating. Best. Therefore, there is, fighting, battle, jivan sangram, struggle for existence, very hard struggle for existence, isn't it? All are engaged in very hard struggle for existence, yes. How to make nice arrangement, eating, sleeping, defending, mating. One who can make, then he is considered in one society, Yogya Vyakti, fittest person, is a fittest person. Only he can survive. Survival of the fittest. Yes, isn't it? Jagdish. Survival of the fittest. Yogyata Marudavartana, survival of the fittest. Yes, he is a fittest person. Only he is eligible to survive. And made nicer and eating, sleeping, defending and mating. Otherwise, you cannot unfit person. Are you fit or unfit, Jagdish? Unfit person, isn't it? He cannot make. This is in human society, animal society. Kukur, sugar, praya, jivan, vitai, what is the life? Is a leading animal, human life or animal life? Kukur, sugar, praya, jivan, vitai. They are all leading life like dogs and hogs. Yes, like dogs and hogs leading life, not this human life. Human life, human birth is not meant for that. Tapo, divyam putraka, jena sattum suddhet, brahma saukhyam, to ananta. Rishabdev's instruction, isn't it? This human life is not meant for sense enjoyment. Not meant for sense enjoyment. It's meant for tapasya. Rishabdev says, Nāyam deho deho bhājaṁ loke kastan kāma narit virbhudāmje tapo divyam putra kādena sattvam suddhet jasmat brahma sukhyam to anantam. Fifth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Fifth, five, one.
My dear boy, of all living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification.
Work hard and day like an ass. Gordobir mato ami kori parishram. The ass. Ass has very, what do you say, diluted, dull intelligence. Lowest grade of intelligence. And you are that type. Should not toil hard day and night for sense gratification. Yes.
Which is available even for dogs and hogs.
Yes. It's available for dogs and hogs to eat stall. So who are you?
One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified. And when one attains this position, he attains eternal blissful life.
Yes.
Which is transcendental to material happiness, which continues forever.
So, the human birth is meant for that. The human birth is not meant for sense enjoyment. Do you understand? One should not toil hard, struggle very hard like an ass, to earn money, day and night, thinking money, brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. Isn't it? No other thought, no manmanabhava, no thought of Krishna. So, what is this? So, this intelligence like that of an animal needs whipping, punishment. It's punishment. So, Supreme Lord, with Sruhudam Sarvabhutanam, is a well-wishing friend of all living entities, he gave you chance that you got that really achieved birth, human birth. What are you doing? Are you leading animal life? The life of a dog and hog. So, he's so merciful, he inflicts punishment on you through material nature. Yes. Then, your jada dhiya, then you turn your face towards Krishna, you follow. So, therefore it says this punishment is blessing. Punishment is blessing. Then you'll try to elevate your level of consciousness to the complete, the blossoming consciousness, the complete Krishna consciousness. Then your human life, birth will be successful, achieve the supreme perfection. Tenth canto Srimad Bhagavatam says that thing. In Bhagavatam many places this is said. When Supreme Lord Krishna was inflicting punishment to that Kaliya Naga, great Kaliya Naga, staying in Kalandi Rada, making the whole water poisonous, those are going there, dying, Krishna had up and inflict punishment on him. So he danced on the so many hundreds of foot of Kali on Aro, who vomited blood, isn't it? Very severe punishment. At that time, his wives offered prayer. But they say, it is there. Anugrahoyam bhavato krutohino dando satamte khalu karma sapaho jaddanda sukattunga musya dehina krodha pite anugrahayeva sammataha. You have? That verse. 10th canto, 16th chapter, 34th verse. Do you understand? The wives of Kalyanaga say, they offer prayer, so Lord, you are very, very merciful. You are inflicting punishment on us. And this punishment suddenly is blessings. Do you understand? It's blessings for us. Thereby, all our sinful reactions are destroyed. Do you follow? Destroyed. So this punishment, through this punishment, you are showing favor to us. Through this punishment, showing favor. Our husband is such a sinful person. Committed so much sinful activity that as a result he had gotten snake body. Gotten snake body, isn't it? And you are so merciful to destroy his sinful reactions. Now you are inflicting punishment on him. You are very angry on him and inflicting punishment on him, and we think this is your favor, mercy towards us. Do you follow? Danda. Asadam te kalu kalmasapaho. Krodha pite anugraheva sammatata. Your anger, your punishment is anugraha, is favor. Is favor. Yes. You follow? It's favor. And those who are the persons who are dull-witted, whose consciousness or intelligence is that of animal consciousness, they need it. They need it. Yes. They need. Isn't it? They need it. Don't deal with them nicely. Whip them. Here Prabhupada Maharaj says in his, without being beaten, an animal cannot understand purpose of man. Animal cannot. Beaten, whip. Coachman, whip. Then horse goes. Cart, bullock cart, drives, beats. Then bullock goes, otherwise won't go. So without being beaten, animal cannot understand purpose of man. Similarly, those who are dull-minded cannot understand Supreme Personal Godhead. But when punishment, when punished severely by the modes of mental nature, they begin to understand him. Those who are dull-minded, those who don't, those are mayavadis, you understand me? Mayavadis, those who are great sinful persons, great offenders, commit Namaparat, commit Vaishnavaparat, they are demons. Do you understand? They are demons. Their intelligence is dull intelligence, this dull-minded. This intelligence like that of animal. Their such intelligence cannot understand Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, they cannot understand what they are doing. How they are committing aparad, and what will be the consequence? They don't know, they cannot understand. So, if you speak to them, hey bhai, why are you doing like that? You want to listen to you. Shastra, if you speak Shastra, upadesai, murkhanam prakopayo no santoye, Chanakya Pandit says, ye murkha, a dull-witted, dull intelligence like that of an animal, if you give instructions quoting Shastra, you'll get angry and beat you. But are you saying nonsense? Do you follow me? He cannot be pacified. He cannot be pacified. Never be pacified. You'll never listen to what Sadhu Shastra Guru says. So for them, what is needed? They need beating, punishment. Therefore Shastra says this thing. Don't deal with them so. Mild dealing is not necessary for them. Very severe punishment required. Nunam nana madanadha santing nechanta sadhava Tesang hi prasama danda, pasunang lagudu tatha. Tenth canto, you have. 1068, chapter 31st verse says, Nunam nana madannadha santing ne satya sadhava, Tesang hi prasama danda, pasunang lagudu tatha. Pasu, animal. Prabhupada said that thing. Without being beaten, an animal cannot understand the purpose of man. Animal, so dull-witted, low consciousness, low intelligence, like covered consciousness, sunken consciousness, cannot understand the purpose of man, so man beats him. Laguda means stick, is required. So those who are demons, those who are dull-witted, dull intelligence, and those who are very puffed up because of their material opulence, material wealth, name, fame, prestige, durjana, you understand, not sajjana, durjana, they need whipping, danda, you understand, like you beat an animal with a stick, they need such punishment, then they will be pacified, otherwise they want to be pacified, do you follow? They want to be pacified, this is said. So, in this material world, most of the people are the whole, almost all human society. Human society is dull-minded now. So, Prabhupada Maharaj therefore says, punishment by Lord through material nature is necessary in human society, for without it, men forget the supremacy of the Lord due to their dull, blunt intelligence. Blunt intelligence. You follow? Kunti Devi's prayer is there. First canto Srimad Bhagavatam. See, why Kunti Devi welcomes the danger always? She welcomes danger. Vipada santu ta sasva tatra tatra jagat guru. Bhavato darsanam jat syad apunar bhava darsanam. Oh Lord, O Master of the Universe, O Krishna, let that all dangerous calamities come to me again and again. Do you follow? Because the calamities are there, danger are there. We have cried and prayed for your help and you have appeared and you have saved us from the danger. And we have got an opportunity to see you. To see you means not to again come to this material world, which is a miserable platform. Do you understand? Na punar bhava darsanam. So let that dangers and calamities come again and again. Then we'll be always crying and praying for you, and we'll be having your darsan. There is no danger, no calamity. Then we will forget you. You follow? We'll forget you. Quoting this Hindi poet, Prabhupada says, Dukse sab hari bhaje, sukse bhaje koi. If there is some dukha, some distress, some danger, then they come to temple and church, offer worship and prayer. Sukse bhaje koi. If there is non-danger, non-distress, nobody will come and offer prayer in the temple or church. Sukse agar hari bhaje, dukha se hoi. But one who does Hari Bhajan always, in all conditions, distress and happiness, is a devotee. Do you understand? And who is always engaged in Hari Bhajan, both distress and happiness, is a dear devotee of the Lord. So, there will be no distress at all. We follow. Who is constantly attached to Sachidanandamaya Bhagavan. Bhagavan is Sachidanandamaya. Full of eternality, full of knowledge and blissfulness, where is distress in him? But such a person who is completely surrendered, he always thinks himself lowest of the law, or lowest of the law, you understand? Always thinks. Therefore, he always offers prayer, crying in the heart, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is soul's crying. This chanting Hare Krishna, soul's crying. And do you understand? This crying In this mood you chant, then Krishna will hear, and he will be always with you. Kunti Devi, here he says, let that calamities, dangers come again and again. What are the calamities? Vishan mahagni purusa darsanat asasvaya vanavas krishrata mudhi mudhi aneka maharathas tatro dronastrata chasma hari avirakhita. First canto, 1-8-24. Vishan mahagni purusa darsanat asasvaya vanavas krishrata mrudhi mrudhi aneka maharudhas tatro dronastra chasma hari abhyakkita.
My dear Krishna, your lordship has protected us from a poison cake, from a great fire, from cannibals, from the vicious assembly, from sufferings due our exile in the forest, and from the battle where great generals fought. And now you have saved us from the weapon of Vashta family.
Yes. These are the dangers, huh? They are faced. All Pandava, including Mother Kunti, huh? Vishan Mahagne, this is, what do you say? Poison cake. They gave the poisonous cake to Lord Bhima. Bhima is very greedy, eating, huh? And their boys playing, the Pandava brothers and the Kauravas, huh? They thought of Bhima, should kill him. He's very greedy in eating, so give him a poisonous cake. Very laddu, nice laddu, poison. Bhima ate it. So very dreadful poison was there. Hell panted, threw him in the ocean. Chalo, finished. They follow. But the devotees, Krishna always protects the devotees. Kaunteya prajnani nami bhakta pranasyati. Oh, son of Kunti, you should understand and go out and beating drums proclaim, my devotee never perishes. I protect. So Krishna protected. Bhima didn't die. Protected. You follow? That is, he says. Then?
Great fire.
That means they made a palace of a lock wax. Isn't it? What do you say?
Salak.
Do you understand? Little fire burn, huh? They put them very nice looking, like very penance palatial building. They put all band of five bandas, brothers and Kunti Devi. Thought about night they burn, put fire, then burn to ashes. So, but they were set. They are banished for 12 years, 1 year, live in disguise, nobody can recognize. And they were caught up, then again 12 years banishment. So danger. But they are saved by Krishna. And great battle of Kurukshetra, great heroes, Maharathis like Bhishma, Drona, Karna. It's uncomfortable. Opposite side. But Krishna helped. All these dangers. Now, at last, Ashwatthama, son of Drona, released Brahmastra. Then sent to, let's say, destroy the womb of Uttara, the only one descendant was there for Pandavas, no other. From that danger also, he said, Kunti Devi said, these are dangers. For all these dangers, calamities, O Lord Krishna, you have saved us. Let those danger calamities come again and again to us. It is a blessing, favor for us. Because you, every time, it's time, danger is there, we offer prayer to you, crying in your heart, and you got your darshan, and you saved us. Your darshan means no more coming to this material world, is a miserable platform. So this is blessing, this is favor for us, this danda, this danger, this calamities. You follow? Dangers and calamities. So, those who have developed Krishna prema, pure devotees, they never forget Krishna. They have put Krishna in the platform of love. Platform of love. So they always think of Krishna, always glorify Krishna, always chant his name, always sing his name, remember in all conditions, waking condition, sleeping condition, dreaming condition, and while taking food, they never forget. Because we are not Premi Bhaktas, we are dull-witted persons, dull, blunt-intelligent persons, dull, blunt-intelligent like that of animals. For us, this danda, the punishment, danger is required, beneficial. Then we'll turn our face towards Krishna and offer our prayer. Otherwise we'll forget him. You follow? For us it is needed. Huh? And actually, this platform, material platform, is dangerous platform, pade pade vipadam. Every step there is danger. Yes, every step there is danger. Every step there is problem. This nasty platform. In the words of Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, this is not at all fit place for any gentleman to live. Yes, such nasty place. It's a very nice place. You want to stay here? Huh? You want to make contract forever here to stay here? It's a nasty place. Huh? Every step there's danger, huh? Problem, such nasty place. Not at all fit place, any gentleman to live. So, Bhavatar Darsana, if you see Krishna, he'll never come again to this nasty place. So the dangers are will come here, harassed, dull-witted, jadadhiya, dull-minded, dull-witted, dull-intelligence, like that animals, we are persons. So this is favor. This is Lord's favor of us. But one who is a premi bhakta, who has developed Krishna prema, as such, the rare persons, koti swapi mahamuni, out of crores of persons, one may be available. And they are not easy. And are you like that? We are not like that. We are all deluded animals. For us, this punishment, Lord's anger and punishment require, danger require. Are you prepared? All are fearful. Are Baba, danger? No, let not come. But Kunti Devi. So one is completely surrender, sarvadharman paitejya mamekam saranam braja. That is the last concluding instruction. Most confidential instruction Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Even abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender. It requires Krishna prema. Without prema, your surrender is not complete. Is either partial, artificial, or conditional. It is not complete. Prema. It requires prema. Those who are premi bhaktas, they are completely surrendered. They have put Krishna in the platform of love. They have not put their body or body relations. Sutamita Ramani, their wife, son, daughter in the platform of love. They always think of Krishna. But a dull-witted person, dull intelligence like that of animal, knows body and body relations. Now, what he is thinking always? Thinking of his body and body relations, wife, son, daughter. Sudha Mita Ramani never thinks of Krishna. Krishna says, Manana Baba, think of me always. Mahaprabhu says, Aharnisa Chinta Krishna Balahavatan. Day and night, 24 hours, you think of Krishna. Utter his name. Ki sayane ki bhojane ki vadagrani. And sleeping condition, waking condition, while also taking food. Don't forget Krishna, even for a moment. The moment you forget, most dangerous moment. This most dangerous moment, Krishna. So who is that person? It's premi bhakta. He never forgets Krishna even for a moment, because put Krishna in the platform of love. The one is complete surrender. He has six symptoms. Anukule sankalpa, Pratikulya Sabarjanam, Rakishit Vishwaso, Gaptruti, Vranantatha, Atmani, Khiva, Karpanni, Sarvidha, Sanagati. He accepts what is favorable for his bhajan. He rejects immediately what is unfavorable for his bhajan. Anukule Sankala, Pratikulya Sabarjanam, Rakishit Vishwaso. He has unflinching faith. Avasya Rakhive Krishna. Krishna must protect me. Unflinching faith. Rakishit Vishwaso, Gaptruti, Vranantatha. Krishna is my maintainer. Krishna is my maintainer, he must maintain me. Yes. Gatsruti Ranatva. Atmani Kheva Karpanya. Karpanya means all is crying in the heart. You understand? Feeling his lowness. I am very, very low. I am the lowest of the low. You understand? I am lowest of the low. I have nothing in this material world. You understand? I have no strength, I have no intelligence, I have no knowledge, I have no friends, nothing, no wealth, nothing. I am lowest of the low. He understands that I am in such a condition. Therefore, this is Karpanya, always crying in the heart, praying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. This is Karpanya. Do you understand? This is Karpanya. All is crying. All those who are very, very elevated devotees, those are Premi Bhaktas, they are always crying in their heart, with crying, they are chanting, this is Atma Krandam. The chanting of Hare Krishna is the crying of the soul, crying of the soul. There is complete surrender. One is complete surrender, he gets Krishna's mercy, isn't it? He gets Krishna's mercy, complete surrender. But such a surrendered soul thinks that I am not eligible to get it. I am such most rascal, most unfit person, unqualified person. Nanu prajatna sakrudevanatha tavahamasmiti chajasamanaha bhavanukam pyasmarata pradigyam adeka varjam kimadam pratante. This prayer of Jamunacharya. Jamunacharya, Mahabhagavata, very elevated Vaishnava, says, O Lord, you have promised, what is that? Saranam lai vejai, takutri udharvina. One will completely surrender unto you, will give him all protection, he becomes yours. This is your promise, he gets your mercy. So why have you given such promise? Do you understand? Why? Your promise is only for all but me. In order to avoid me, you have promised in such a way. Didn't it? Understand what I say? What you say? One is completely surrendered to Premi Bhakta. He is very, very low. Srunadhavi Sunicha, I am lowest of the low. Nanindhitam karma tadasti loke sasrasajam namayavadhai soham vipaka vasari mukunda krandami samprati gati istavagre. This is prayer of Jamunacharya. O Mukunda, I have committed all sorts of nasty, abominable activities, sinful activities, not once or twice, thousands of times. I am such a person. Rascal, most sinful, most fallen. Do you understand? I am such a person. Yes. Thousand times I have committed all nasty, abominable activities, sinful activities. Oh, Mukunda. Now, at the fag end of my life, I cannot see any way out of this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. I have come to you now, and crying before you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. This is crying. Do you understand? This is Karpanya. Are you crying like that? Jagadish? Not crying, Then, Hare Krishna, accept you. Krishna is unlimitedly merciful. There is no limit to his mercy. So Jamunacharya says, Nimad jatonanta bhavarnavantasthiraya me kulamivasilabdha toyapilabdham bhagavan nidani manuttamam patrami dundayaya. The prayer of Jamunacharya. O Lord, I am fallen into this dreadful ocean of material existence, which is unfathomable, unlimited. And I have been drowning. Now, I have gotten you. Do you understand? I have gotten you, like the shore of this ocean. And you have also gotten me, a fit person to whom you will shower your mercy. Understand me? The prayer. Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad also, praying to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, said, Vanchidasmi, vanchidasmi, vanchidasmi na sansayaha Visvam Gaurara Semagnam Sparsopi Mamana Bhavat. Prabhupada Saraswati Pada is their devotee of Gauranga. He is saying, whole universe is inundated with the flood of prema, inundation of prema that Mahaprabhu has brought, isn't it? But I am cheated. I am cheated. Because all become drowned in this ocean of prema. Do you understand this? Inundation of prema. But me? Only I cannot. So I am cheated. Understand me? This is low position. Do you understand? Trunad Vishnijan. Radharani also, Srimati Radharani also cries. Anatha Ramana Prishto Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja Dasyasti Krupanayami Sakhi Darsaya Sannidam. When he says, when Krishna took away Radharani from Ras dance, Krishna thought, so many gopis are there, it's not favorable place to deal such conjugal dealings with Radharani, so he took Radharani, Do you understand? Disappeared from Rasa dance. Do you understand? So on the way, he manifested that Leela. Radharani said, "Oh my dear, I am very tired, I cannot walk. Please, put me on your shoulder. Are you tired? All right. Come, sit here. They follow." So when Radharani is going to sit on his shoulder, Krishna slipped up. Radharani fell down on the ground and Krishna disappeared. Nowhere. Oh, where is Krishna? Then he says, Anatha Ramana Presto Kwasi Kwasi Mahapuja Dasyasti Krupanayami Sakhi Darsaya Sannidana. Radharani cried then. Understand? Oh my Lord! For my, what you say, lover or beloved? What Radharani says? Beloved, oh my dearest one, oh Mahabaho, strong arm, where are you? I am your most humble maid servant. I am now crying. Please, give me darshan. Please give me darshan. Please come to me. He's crying. Dina Dasi, he said, I am most humble maid servant of yours. Now I'm crying. Do you understand me? Chandradhani says, Na prema gandhasti idara pime haru krandami sovagya varam prakasitum vansi vilasyana lokanam mina vivasmi jat prana patanga kanavrdha. Radhani says, to her girl companion, to Sakhis, I have no tinge of love in Krishna. With the sole abode of love. She says, oh my girl companion, oh Sakhi, I have no tinge of love at all in Krishna. Still I am crying for it. This is my good fortune. Yes, this is my good fortune that now I'm crying for it. That Vansi Vadana Krishna, on whose lips flute is there, unless I see him, without the vision of such Vansi Vadana Krishna, there's no value of my life. There's no value of why shall I survive? My life is useless. So now I am crying for him. This is my good fortune, that I am crying for him. Do you understand me? This is crying. This is karpanya. Do you follow? Those are premi bhakta, they always cry for Krishna. But you are not a premi bhakta. You are dull-witted, animal-witted, animal intelligent, jarad-hiya. For you, whipping is required. For you, weeping is required. Without being beaten, animal cannot understand purpose of man. Similarly, those who are dull-minded cannot understand Supreme Person Godhead. But when punished severely, with more soft metal nature, they begin to understand him. Yes, there is punishment, there is danger, there is distress, unhappiness, then you cry for the help of the Lord. Yes, so this is welcome. You welcome it. It is favor, it's necessary. Therefore, Prabhupada Maharaj says, punishment by the Lord through metal nature necessary in human society, for without it, men forget supremacy of the Lord due to a dull, blunt intelligence. This is said here. Bhagavan Ramchandra fasted for 3 days, but dull-witted. She cannot understand that Supreme Lord is standing there and waiting for me, fasting. So, but then when he manifested his lead of anger, pastime of anger, then cast his glancing with anger over the ocean, then he came. All paraphernalia fearfully approached Lord Ramchandra, taking all paraphernalia to worship him, falling flat at his lotus feet, then he spoke this thing. So this is required for us. We dull-witted, dull intelligence, animal intelligence. We have not developed Krishna prema at all. So 2 types of us. Developed Krishna prema, he always crying for. He always crying. But the dull-witted, for them, how can he cry if that whipping is there, danger is there, calamities are there, then you cry for the mercy of Krishna. So what do you need? Whipping? That's needed for us. Otherwise we won't cry for Krishna. We won't turn our face towards Krishna. So for human society it's needed. Thank you. Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai, Samamita Bhaktavinda ki jai. Therefore, Kunti Devi says, Vipadasanta, let that danger, calamities come again and again. O Lord, then I'll be in your darshan, and I'll have your darshan. There will be no more coming to this material world, miserable platform. No rebirth will be there.
You're saying that Queen Kunti, she prays to see the Lord again so she never has to come back.
Yes. Once you see, you'll never come back again here to this material platform, material world.
But then you were saying the devotees, they don't care to go back. They just pray birth after birth, I want to serve you. So it's not. The devotees pray, I just want to stay here and serve you. So she's praying to go back.
Is why you should understand in sattva. To be always with you. Serve you means to be always with you. Rendering loving service to always with you means always in the abode of Krishna. Where there is Krishna, there is Krishna's abode. Apparently it may be material world, it may be even or narka. But he is always in Krishna's abode. It is completely attached to Krishna. This is tattva.
So what is birth?
Therefore he never says, wherever I am, I want to serve you. Please give me opportunity to serve you. That means, please always be present with me. Then how can you serve him? He is intelligent. He is very intelligent. He never says, take me back to your abode. He never says that thing. It is automatic attainment. Automatic attainment, Baba, while praying.
She's praying that by doing this, I'll never have to see birth and death again.
Yes. Because it's such a dangerous platform, miserable platform, why will you come here? So, in this platform, every step there is danger. Step there is misery, problems. So let that misery, problems, dangers come again and again, so I'll cry for you and I'll get your darshan. So no more again I'll come here. I'll always with you in your board. This is for dull-witted person, Baba. Premi Bhakta not dull want. He doesn't want it. wherever I am, let me be, if you like me to put me in hell, yes, all right. Give me any birth, lowest birth, the birth of an worm. But I want to serve you. Understand? This deep thing, very deep. That is only Premi Bhakta says. Dull-witted person won't say. Dull-witted person say, like Kunti, let the dangers come, they are very, they are favor, they are your blessings. So I cry for you, then I have your darshan. Otherwise I would not have cried. If there is no danger, no calamity, no unhappiness, no misery. Great danger is there, calamity is there. Then come to temple and search for, oh Lord, please save me, protect me, like this. Otherwise you would not have come. Understand?
Yes.
Jagadish. Yes. Understand in tattva. This is tattva vichar. Tattva vichar, not apat vichar. Tattva vichar. This Kunti Devi prayed for us, we dull-witted persons. This dangerous calamity is welcome. Then we'll cry for Krishna, then have the darshan of Krishna, no more coming here. For them, that Prabhupada says, go back home, back to Godhead. For them.
So that means...
Premi Bhakta, he doesn't want to go anywhere. Wherever I am, oh Lord, if you like to, if you please, if you get pleasure putting me in hell, put me in hell. But I'll serve you there. So you'll be also in hell. A Krishna there is, will it be hell? Will not be hell. It's Krishna's above. Understand me? He is very intelligent. He's very intelligent. Why he pray for this? Why he pray for this? He's very intelligent, huh? Supreme Bhakta is very intelligent. He will never pray for anything. He never disturbs the law. Only one prayer. Life after life, bhavata bhakti rahit vidvai. Life after life, whatever birth you may give me, I'll serve you only. So, he's intelligent. Very intelligent. Yes. Jai jana bhaje Krishna sevara chatur. Because Krishna bhajan is the most intelligent person. Yes. He's always in Krishna. Means always in abode of Krishna. Krishna means in abode. Apparently it may be. It's apparent only. Maybe in material world, miserable platform, or hell, or heaven, or kabarga. But, Krishna means in Krishna's abode. Understand? It's very intelligent. So why pray for this? And Kunti Devi prayed for us dull-witted person. Jaradiya. We need it. We are always afraid of going to hell. Yes. Put into danger, we are always afraid of. But such a Premi Bhakta is not afraid of. Narayana parasavena kutasana vidyati surgapa vargana rakhi supi tulyarthadasyama. Those who are Narayana para, those who are at the lotus feet of Lord Narayana, those are constantly at the lotus feet of Lord Narayana, they are not afraid of any situation. Surga apavarga narka, heaven or hell, or apavarga brahma platform, they are not afraid. Everything equal for them. You know, Narayana means they are always, Narayana means always in Vaikuntha. So they are not afraid of any situation. It's all equal. Apparently it may be surga, heaven or hell, or apavarga is apparent. But for Narayana Prabhakta is Vaikuntha. It is Vaikuntha. Understand me? So he's not afraid of any situation. Why? Why are you afraid? But we are Jadadhyaya, we are afraid always. Always we are afraid in fearful condition. So for us, this calamity is danger, weeping, punishment, anger, Lord's anger is required. Then we'll cry and offer prayer. Understand? Yes.
Question is there, Guru Maharaj. Sanatan Goswami, when he found that touchstone, he was thinking that was calamitous.
Yes.
That was a great calamity.
Because I'll forget. This is bad day. I tossed. My feet tossed. Very bad day. Material opulence. He's afraid of. Oh, material opulence will come means I'll forget.
So a devotee, he sees that if so many things like material opulence come to me, this is a calamity.
This is a calamity. I'll forget. Because I'll be popped off, I am very rich man now, such thing is there, who is like me. I become so popped off. Huh? So where is my humbleness now? I'll forget Krishna. Prabhupada quoted the poem in Hindi. Dukhse sab hari bhaje, sukhse koi bhaje. All do hari bhajan in dukha, in distress. Who does hari bhajan in happiness?
But it seems Sanatana Goswami is on topmost platform. But he has that mood that the material thing, that is a great calamity.
Calamity.
I'll forget Krishna.
Because I may forget Krishna if he comes to me. If he comes to me, I may forget. Yes. But it's Krishna's desire that it will go to him because in heart he's thinking how to examine it. This lost tirthas and make it nice is ordered by Chaitanya. So it's coming to, though he's kicking, it's coming again and again.